1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Beryl is expected to strengthen back into a hurricane today over the Gulf of Mexico. Landfall in Texas expected tomorrow. Water is the concern in Galveston, where Seafarers Center Director Jim Lewis tells ABC.
This area floods when we have heavy rain. You had tidal surge and additional rain on top of that. We run the risk, like anybody else is in downtown Galveston, of having flood water in the building.
The White House says the president and his team continue to monitor the storm. As Congress gets back into session tomorrow, it could increase the scrutiny on President Biden. So far, five congressional Democrats have called on him to exit the presidential race. He says he's not going anywhere. The federal judge in Florida presiding over former President Trump's classified documents case refused to throw out the charges against the co-defendant, Trump's personal valet. And today, runoff elections in France could bring the far-right National Rally Party to power. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You may be seeing the messaging that the November election isn't just about the presidency. As Mike Moen reports, more engagement groups are trying to get people to understand the importance of the Supreme Court.
Last year, Wisconsin voters were inundated with campaign ads for candidates in the high-profile state Supreme Court race. With the nation's high court under scrutiny, the group Stand Up America is educating voters, with ad campaigns in battleground states, about court dynamics and what lies ahead. The group, Sarah Harris says, as you prepare to vote on who will have a say in nominating future justices, it's important to not just think about immediate fallouts.
It's important to think about generations after us, because many of the people who could potentially be put on the bench will be on there for 50 to 60 years, potentially, as justices continue to be appointed younger and younger.
Beyond controversial opinions from the last couple of years, the Supreme Court has been caught up in an ethics scandal. Harris says the court hasn't shown an ability to police itself.
Chief Justice Roberts and others put out a sort of suggestion list of ethics, but it's not binding. So it sort of leaves it up to other people on the court to decide if and when there is an ethical issue. And as we've seen, ethical issues continue to happen.
Conservative Justice Clarence Thomas defended himself after investigative reporters with ProPublica revealed he was often treated to expensive vacations paid for by Republican donors. Thomas says he didn't disclose them because the donors are close friends, but some legal experts take issue with that explanation. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Brewers trying to break a losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers cannot get it done last night, scoring too little too late in a 5-3 loss to the Dodgers in Los Angeles. Dodgers' Will Smith with another home run after hitting three Friday night. Pat Murphy telling reporters before the game of a growing concern about the bullpen, with relief pitchers like Elvis Peguero, Yoel Piamps needing a break. The Brewers trying to avoid being swept today by LA. A 4-game losing streak would be their longest of the season so far. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo leading Team Greece to a 96-68 win over Slovenia. Greece now just one game away from qualifying for the Olympics. More rumors that the Bucks are shopping 36-year-old center Brook Lopez on the trade market. Lopez says he feels he still plays a unique role in Doc Rivers' game plan.
You know, you just got to be ready, be prepared. We got a ton of different shooters, but, you know, it's a pretty atypical position for a 4 or 5 to be in, even in this modern-day league.
That's the Bucks' Brook Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For your Sunday, we'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine and a chance of showers and storms out there. South winds and highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, more showers and storms to contend with. We'll have mostly cloudy skies, lows in the lower to middle 60s. It's 75 at our studios.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, we'll talk to the Humane Handling Institute about different ways to raise and slaughter our animals. Interesting discussion. Hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
AM 1400 WRJN.
The music of the stars all the way till high noon, and in the meantime, stick around for a whole lot of surprises. The music of the stars is on the air.
Thank you.
Brown wrote that as a musical exercise. It's amazing that more guys came home from the war and thought of that when they saw the Statue of Liberty. Here's Mickey Rooney.
Music. Here's a happy game to learn the words you ought to know. See if you can sing your name, Pinocchio.
Pinocchio.
That's the way to do, you see how quick the game will go. Now can you say Papa too?
Pinocchio.
No, no.
Pinocchio.
That's not exactly right. Not quite, not quite. Think hard, I know you're bright. Stick to it, you'll do it. Make another try, now use your head and take it slow. Answer, Papa, who am I?
Pinocchio.
Oh, you're trying to provoke me with a joke, Pinocchio. Though you're just a puppet made of pine and oak, Pinocchio. You've a better funny bone than many folk, Pinocchio. When you joke, Pinocchio, I laugh, ho-ho.
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 I laugh.
I laugh.
Like so.
Like so.
I smile.
I smile.
I weep.
I weep.
I see.
I see.
I sleep.
I sleep.
I touch.
I touch.
The eye.
The eye.
The ear.
The ear.
The nose.
The nose.
The arm.
The leg.
The head.
The toes. Ha 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 ha. I laugh, I laugh, I laugh like so. I smile, I weep, I see, I sleep, I touch the eye, the ear, the nose, the arm, the leg,
the head
and toes.
That's very, 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 very good, Pinocchio. For every word you said, I understood, Pinocchio. And now that you can talk, I'm sure that you can learn to walk and perchance even dance. A lot tonight. You're bright, all right. Now for the big delight. Come say it, please say it. Make another try. Be sure to think and take it slow. Won't you say it? Who am I?
Papa!
Pretty smart boy, that Pinocchio, even if he is made of wood. I'll bet you didn't learn to walk and talk as fast as that. Come to think of it, neither did I.
There are 50 score varieties of insult you could find. The lyrical, satirical, commercial, controversial, and quite frequently the kind, kind. If you possessed a minimal amount of mind. Examples. Should my nose ever burgeon to that hypertrophic state, I wouldn't wait. I'd urge a surgeon to amputate. It seems to be a rare and rather useful gadget that you sort of stick it in the air and then hang up your hat. Or you might have said, from its size and shape, I'd say it was a rock, a bluff, a cape. A cape! Oh, no! A peninsula! Or even cleaning it must be a major problem. I suppose that once a year you had a chimney sweep who cheerfully goes and thrusts his gear up Cyrano, 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 Cyrano. Not everyone, I must confess, is opprobrious or rude. A genuine good-heartedness needs quite a number to express an attitude less crude.
Are you fond of birds? Oh, how sweet a gothic perch to rest their little feet.
Well, if you were somewhat naive, you might say, how much to build a monument? Or rustic. Oh, that's no nose, Pierre. That's a giant turnip or a midget marrow. I'll dig that up. You look for the wheelbarrow. I'm opening a shop. Parisian perfumes are my line. I'd like that nose on top. A was an identifying sign. The mountaineers come hither with a tremor on their breath. A sudden sneeze would make them slither to a nasty death. Our more progressive colonels knew this weapon by the hour. And there are 50 score varieties of insult you could find. The lyrical, satirical, commercial, controversial, and quite frequently the kind, kind. If you possessed a minimal amount of mind. Examples.
Christopher Plummer from Cyrano. The Sound and the Fury, Alex North. Cyrano and the Bowties.
When the kids were playing cops and robbers, I was buying lollipops for two. Ever since I can remember, I've been in love with you. When the guys were choosing sides for baseball, I was dreaming of two eyes of blue. Ever since I can remember, I've been in love with you. Then to junior high, the time flew by until the senior dance. Was not just a childhood romance. Now the dreams we spun for fun as schoolmates, every day another one comes true. Ever since I can remember, I've been in love with you. Then to junior high, the time the senior danced. From the first sweet kiss, I knew that this was not just a childhood romance. Now the dreams we spun for fun as schoolmates, every day another one comes true.
Cyrano and the Bowties, reminiscent actually of the Four Lads, I think. Elmer Bernstein. Johnny Mercer's lyrics. And the music of the stars. Year 1963. Jack Jones.
I could fall in love with the proper stranger. If I heard the bells and the banjos ring, if two certain eyes with the look of danger smiled a welcome warm as spring, if the tom-tom in my heart sounded out a warning, don't let her, don't let her walk through the door. This is the one you've been waiting for. Oh yes, I know. However wild it seems, you know
stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Across the world at civicmedia.us.
my hand. I'm a stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland. A stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed, stand beside an angel like you. I saw your face and I ascended out of the commonplace into the that you care. Won't you answer this fervent prayer of a stranger in paradise? Don't send me in dark despair from all that I hunger for.
For 16 weeks.
Dearly,
That was from They Died With Their Boots On. Max Steiner wrote that. Great picture with Olivia de Havilland, Errol Flynn. Here's Frank and Doris, 1954.
Constantly love you so. Put you in my hungry arms and keep you there forever. Waiting is sad and it's long, but with love it can't be wrong. I miss you so.
And the orchestra on the Music of the Stars. Big hit, 1960.
Thank you.
Sammy Nestico. Swinging band. Julie London.
Now's the time to say goodbye to all our company. Him I see.
CivicMedia.us.
Musketeers. The word vision has several meanings. First of all, vision is your ability to see. As I talk to you now, you can see me because your vision, your eyesight, makes it possible. But there's another meaning to the word vision that I like better. In the dictionary, they call it the power or activity of imagination. I call it the ability to dream. All of our great inventions, our great music, our great books were made possible by men and women of vision. Many people scoffed at them, called them dreamers, said they'd be better off working at ordinary jobs like other people. But these dreamers, these visionaries knew better. They knew they had something to say, something that would make the world better or more beautiful, or that their inventions would make life easier for all of us. So they dreamed their dreams, wrote their books or their music, and persevered in their inventions. Today, we're grateful to them. We should be grateful, too, that there are still dreamers in the world, for there are still dreams to be dreamed. Scientists are dreaming right now of outer space, turning their minds to the problem of how we can conquer it. Inventors are using their knowledge and intelligence in the exciting new field of electronics to help make the dreams of the scientists come true. And you know something, Mouseketeers? I'll bet that a lot of you are dreamers, too. A lot of you listening to me right now will grow up to become visionaries of the future. Dreamers whose dreams will leave their mark in the world. Good luck, and may your dreams be great ones.
Who invented a roof, and his heart was filled with pride. I said to Mr. Otis, what does your room do? He said it goes from side to side. So I said, Mr. Otis, if you take my advice, you'll be the richest man in town. You gotta take that room that goes from side to side and make it go up and down.
And that was good advice.
Good advice. Good advice costs nothing and it's worth the price. I sincerely doubt that the world could do without my good advice. Sir Isaac Newton came around to my house one day. His face was all sunburned and red. He said he didn't want to sleep in the shade of a tree because an apple might fall on his head. I said, Sir Isaac, you dumbbell, take my advice. Go right back there and sleep beneath that tree. And if you let that rotten apple fall down on your head, why, you'll discover gravity.
And that was good advice.
Good advice. Good advice costs nothing and it's worth the price. The world's a better place since I gave the human race my good advice. Mr. Waterman invented a tube. He was sad because it sprung a little leak. He said, darn it, when I hold my tube on a piece of paper, the ink leaks out and makes a little streak. He said, I've got to find a way to stop that leak. I'll start working on my leak-proof tube again. I said, Waterman, you idiot, don't stop that leak. You just invented a fountain pen. Worldly rise, I should get the Nobel Prize for good advice. Good old Henry Ford, he was a hard-working man. He worked all night and all day. I said, Henry, what you doing? And Henry, he said, I'm inventing the Chevrolet. He said, I've already built 25 models.
One for each letter from A to Z. I said, Henry, you fool, there are 26 letters in the alphabet. He said, good heavens, I forgot the Monty.
And that was good advice. Good advice. Good advice was nothing and it's worth the price.
It's helpful as can be and it's absolutely free. My
good
Wilbur and Orville were two brothers named Wright. The nicest pair of kids you've ever seen. They worked 12 years on a secret project. They thought it was a washing machine. I said, fellas, what are all those wings for? They said, for hanging clothes out to dry. I said, you fools, take that washing machine out to Kitty Hawk and see if the darn thing will fly. That I'm gonna win a Guggenheim for good.
Ha ha! Alan Sherman.
More time!
Yeah, let's hear it.
Benjamin Franklin was a charming old man. He was always flying his kite. One night I said, Benji, why ain't you out with your kite? He said, because it's raining tonight. I said, Benji, sweetie, you go right back out there and to your kite string, tie a key. This may shock you, Benji, my boy, but that's electricity.
And that was good advice, good advice. Price costs nothing and it's worth the price.
I'll remodel you if you'll only listen to my good advice. Ookamagook was a Neanderthal man, a very poorly educated soul. He had a great big square thing made of solid stone, and in the middle of it was a hole. One day he had to go from his cave in Natchez to his uncle's cave in Mobile. I said, round off those corners and buy a set of tires. And Ookie, baby, that's a wheel.
And that was good advice. Good advice.
Good advice costs nothing and it's worth the price. Harvard offered me a Phi Beta Kappa key for good advice. Sigmund Freud, he had an unfurnished house. He was a very nosy fellow, so it seems. He had no chair, so he made all his friends stand around all day and tell him all their secrets and their dreams. Well, they stood there talking till they got fallen arches. They yelled, my feet are killing me. Ouch! I said, Sigmund, don't you realize you've got a gold mine here? Go out and buy yourself a leather couch.
Good advice, good advice. Good advice was nothing and it's worth the price.
Every word you're told will be 18 karat gold. That's
good advice.
Alexander Graham Bell was building a fence with some wood and a long piece of wire. He said, there's something strange going on around here. I keep hearing the voice of Uncle Meyer. I said, Mr. Graham Cracker, that was my little joke. With that wire, you got the world in your power. Just get a mouthpiece and an earpiece and a piece in between, and you'll sponsor the telephone hour. Good advice, good advice. Good advice costs nothing and it's worth the price. Every word you hear is the message of the year. It's good advice. Christopher Columbus was a seaman second class when I told him that the Indies could be found. by sailing to the west instead of sailing to the east. I advised him that I thought the world was round. I really thought so. And then I sent him down to ask good Queen Isabel to pawn her jewels for all their worth. Next day he set sail, and as everyone knows, he fell off the edge of the earth.
All right, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.